In Houston, prosecutors have wrapped up 3 days of cross-examination of former Enron chief executive Jeffrey Skilling. Assistant U.S. Attorney Sean Berkowitz questioned Skilling about whether he had hidden hundreds of millions of dollars of company losses. Joining me now from the federal courthouse in Houston is NPR's Wade Goodwin. And Wade, the heart of today's exchanges, as I understand it, between the prosecution and Skilling, has been an internal transfer of losses from one division to another. Why is that so important in this case?
Well, it's important because Jeff Skilling was promoting these divisions as adding value to Enron stock. For example, Skilling was out in public saying that Enron's broadband division by itself was worth $40 a share. Well, that's fine, but Skilling has got to back up these proclamations by showing in the company's financial statements that these divisions were making money and were actually worth what he said they were. But let's say the retail division was not making money. It was losing money, a lot of money, $200 million in just a few months.
Mm-hmm.
If Enron had reported that kind of loss for the retail division, it would have had a dramatic impact on Enron's stock value overall. And even more than that, it would have cast Skilling in a very bad light, make it appear like he couldn't be trusted. So prosecutors allege that Skilling ordered that those retail losses be secretly transferred into the wholesale division, which was making huge profits trading natural gas. And there was prosecution testimony from David Delaney, who headed up that retail division, that Skilling pressured him into going along with this scheme. Delaney has already pleaded guilty to his role, and so Skilling has to swim upstream against that unhappy fact, too.
And again, the point here for the prosecution was that Skilling was hiding what would have been a red flag to analysts and investors by sticking these losses in another division.
That's right.
And what does Skilling say about that?
He said it didn't happen that way at all. And David Delaney is being pressured by the government to lie to save his own skin, even though Delaney's skin doesn't need to be saved because Delaney didn't commit any crime. It's a tricky argument Skilling has to make. The prosecution's strength has been the dozen or so former Enron executives that have testified for the government after pleading guilty. In order to claim his innocence, Skilling also has to assert that these executives are innocent, too, since the government's alleging they were all involved in a conspiracy. So today, Skilling argued that he didn't think that the retail division was going to have any losses at all and that the transfer of the division's financial books had nothing to do with trying to hide $200 million in losses. It was just for efficiency's sake.
Wade, this cross-examination has been going on for quite a while. You're getting old watching Sean Berkowitz and Jeff Skilling go at each other. How is it going?
It's interesting to watch because these are two very fine intellects. Sean Berkowitz is a strong trial lawyer, and to help him prepare for this cross, you can bet he's been tutored by some of the country's best business minds. Skilling also is very smart, and he knows not only Enron's business like the back of his hand, but business in general like the back of his hand. And he's had the advantage of some of the best legal minds in the country preparing him. So even though Berkowitz is operating on Skilling's turf, they were evenly matched. Berkowitz had a line of questions he was using to try to create a narrative. Skilling didn't want the jury to hear Berkowitz's version of the story, so Skilling was forever trying to add information that would mitigate whatever point Berkowitz was trying to make. And the way this manifested itself was a constant struggle between the two of them as to who was going to have control of the floor. Since Berkowitz was the prosecutor, Skilling usually lost.
And still more to come in this confrontation.
Still more to come. We've got Skilling's last day will probably be on the stand tomorrow.
Okay, thanks a lot. It's NPR's Wade Goodwin talking to us from Houston.